This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another, how many sort of Halloween songs could we use from Michael Jackson? Just another one.
This is not Michael Jackson.
No, who's that? I thought it was. Who is that?
This is Rockwell.
Who is this? That's it.
Rockwell? Oh, all right. So listen, I'm wrong. What do you want from me? I've been known to be wrong once or twice in my life. Yeah. Okay. All right. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Doug Steffen is here. This is the Good Day program. When Jennifer's here, I kind of veer off sometimes into different directions. I don't know whether I think Jennifer needs to have some of these Halloween jokes, though. Don't you think? Just a little bit, Jay. Got to have a little bit.
I believe so. I love a Halloween joke, please.
Let's see here. Well, let's see if I can find some different ones. I don't want to use the same ones on you that I did on Jay. What do canaries say on Halloween?
Canaries say on Halloween. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do canaries say on Halloween?
Trick or tweet.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. What kind of a monster do you see on the dance floor?
I don't know.
The boogeyman.
Oh, boy.
All right. Want one more?
Pretty terrible. There they are. One more is all I can take.
What do you call a pretty ghost?
A pretty ghost. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the tip of your tongue,
Jen.
Say it.
Beautiful. Yeah. Oh, there
beautiful.
You go.
Beautiful. Yay.
I thought you were going to say like a pretty ghoul or something like that, but I didn't know.
Oh, that would have been a good answer, too.
Yeah, it would have been. All right, so is Nikki Haley one of those beautiful girls or ghouls? The latest polling, Jennifer, you're not going to particularly like this because I know how much you love Trump. Shows her coming along fairly strong.
Yeah, give me the number.
Coming along strongly.
What's the number?
The number is like 14%
yeah.
at the moment.
Okay, and I'm sorry, what's Trump's number?
33.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, real worry.
Well, it's a year out, and as people eating away.
Welcome to the news media where, she's doubling her support. Yeah, because her support was 5.
Yeah. Well, but it's kind of like with the Democrats, the same thing. People are jumping into the field because they see both parties, look at the strength of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. That tells you something about the weakness of the forerunners in both parties. And the continuing, the reinstated gag order on Trump, I don't know what he can say. What do you think? He doesn't care about a gag order. He'll pay
the
fine.
Not even that. Is it constitutional? And the fact is that a gag order in this point is not constitutional. And if he challenges it, and at some point he will, it'll get to the point where they will say it is unconstitutional because he has every right to talk about something if he thinks that he is being unjustly accused, just like you do, just like I do, just like anybody does.
Now, if there's a gag order against me and I went and I violated it, I'd probably get arrested and put in jail. That's it.
Maybe not. Gag orders are fine, just like Trump.
Gag go on the air.
in this particular position, this is unconstitutional, but it's just another thing that, you know, you throw the kitchen sink at him and see what sinks.
Why not?
Sink.
And now some of the people who are running against him say he's getting old just like Joe Biden. He's 77.
Just like Joe Biden.
Right, yeah, well, at any rate, the gaffes, people are looking for anything. How about you look for the good stuff? Where is the good stuff? Who is the, really, I know that there are, I was on a a blog. It was interesting. And I wanted to ask this question. After I saw this blog, somebody sent this to me, so I looked at it last night. And I'm, you know, because people know who are my friends, what I do for a living. And so they send me, well, what about this and what about that? So I guess I would ask the question because it was an interesting question. Why do so many Christians support Trump? I mean, the hardcore Christians who, if you believe in Christianity, would find Trump abhorrent in many ways. If you take, you know, sort of the strict meaning of some of the scripture, he's not the guy that is necessarily in
tune.
First of all,
Jesus has always, God has always used imperfect people to do perfect things. That's biblical.
That's great. Thank you, Jennifer.
Secondly, way back in 2016 when everybody was saying, I mean, it just makes me laugh because this stuff has been going on since he's already been president, whatever. In 2016, everybody said, oh, he's going to have trouble with the evangelicals. So he brings in Mike Pence. Mike Pence is going to be his VP to provide that seriousness, the Christianity. He made a deal with the evangelicals, and guess what? He actually delivered on the deal that he made with evangelical Christians. And
what was the deal?
He doesn't have a Christian problem to appoint conservative justices to the Supreme Court to take action to preserve religious liberties. He did all of that he promised he would do. And so he doesn't have a problem with Christians anymore. Christians love Trump because he made the deal and actually delivered on it, which is unusual for politicians these days.
Well, it sounds kind of like in the weeds.
I don't think he has a Christian problem anymore. I mean, if that were the case, I don't think he has that in trying to win that demographic. I think he already has. When you put him up against someone who won't say that they don't support abortion up until the day of delivery, like Joe Biden, I think you've got a clear-cut choice for Christians.
So, by the way, Mike Pence has decided to drop out. I was talking about Nikki Haley, but Pence is out. He says it's not his year. So does that mean he's going to step aside because he knows it can't have an impact, or he doesn't want to get into it with Trump?
Well, he's stepping aside because he didn't qualify for the debate stage. So that's pretty embarrassing. He had only $500,000 cash left on hand in his campaign, and there's another debate coming up on November 8th, and he didn't meet the criteria. So I think.
All right, so we can use the money to buy a new car.
Jump out.
Buy a couple of new cars. See you later.
Well, wasn't it interesting? He didn't endorse anybody. So when Larry Elder jumped out last week, he endorsed Trump. Pence, when Will Hurd jumped out, not that he made a splash when he jumped out, but he endorsed Nikki Haley. So I was surprised that Pence didn't have someone to offer his support to.
But don't most people, when they jump out, they endorse somebody because if that person does end up winning, they hope to get. Yeah, they want to work. They want to get
a job.
Some kind of position.
I'm looking at these stories from the charts, the Talkers magazine charts that we do on Friday that seems like we just did them 5 minutes ago. And I was really very interested in a couple of the things that are still there, that are still in I don't think we talked about this on Friday, although I did mention it. I mentioned it in hours when you weren't here, Jennifer, about Newsom running around the country going to Israel. What a grandstanding phony he is. And he goes to China.
Did you see him knock over the child when he was trying to get a photo while playing basketball?
No, I just. He's such a hamburger. And you know what?
I think we did talk about this a little bit. I think we did last week because he reignited an old scandal. Remember, I told you about this. He reignited a scandal from COVID because he went and took pictures of BYD, which is
right. You did,
electric cars, and it reignited the scandal that reminded people he paid $1.4 billion for masks from this company during COVID. Over $3 a mask. While Eric Garcetti, the mayor of LA, who also stunk but was better in this department, made a much better deal for PPE with a company that was made in America. Imagine that.
Hooray! Speaking of that, I'm just looking at this book that I got these Halloween jokes out of.
Oh, boy.
This damn thing was made in China. What the hell is it?
Did it look ahead of time?
No, I didn't. I think a book. I'm thinking books, and then I looked at it. I just turned it over.
So what manufactured you're saying is they're beating us on stupid jokes, too? Is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
They're beating us on all levels, including stupid dad jokes. Man, oh, man.
Hooray. So in terms of the war in the Middle East, the campus police at Cornell University over the weekend were guarding a Jewish center that's on the campus because there are online threats of violence against the center itself and the Jewish students that go there. What in the world? These people don't
These college
get
students are so
real dumb.
Stupid. They're so
They
stupid.
Are.
They don't realize
they're
what
so they're uneducated. They're supposed to be getting educated in college. They're stupid. Anyway, go ahead. You and
they don't. They just don't realize. I don't think that. I don't know. I don't know if they think that they're like debating the two-state solution or what they're doing. But literally, if you're standing for Hamas, you're standing for a group that wants to kill anybody who's from the West, any Jew. And by the way, if you think you're pro-LGBTQ marching out there on college campuses, they want to kill gay people first and foremost because they want to knock them off the balcony and not ask questions. So I love these people who spend their weekends marching for gay rights, and then the next weekend they're out there supporting a group who would sooner kill them than look at them. I mean, it's just, it's very short-sighted.
And it's very interesting, even in Russia, there was a flight that arrived from Tel Aviv, and the airport was stormed by a mob of people who wanted to kill all the people that were on the plane because they came from Tel Aviv. And the world is getting so ignorant. It is. The ignorance is appalling. It really is. Yeah. All right, so also on the countdown. The gunman in Maine who killed those 18 people, that was number four, I think, last week on the countdown. Apparently, he told a gun shop owner when he went in to buy guns, according to the gun shop owner, he admitted to having mental health problems.
How he got a gun? Then how did that happen?
How did this guy get a gun?
Well, not only that, but we had, and I don't know if the three of us talked about it here, but there was a police officer who was just shot and killed in his cruiser in just outside of L.A. County about a month or so ago.
No.
The guy just drives up. He's sitting in his car and just opens fire, kills the guy. And it turns out that this guy was diagnosed schizophrenic, and his family knew he had guns, and he was schizophrenic. Mm-hmm. The same thing seems to be happening with this other guy who, when he got hearing aids, said that he was hearing voices and hearing people make fun of him. He was diagnosed schizophrenic. He was institutionalized, and his family still knew he had guns. As much as I believe, yes, that the onus belongs to the gun shop owner if you find out there's mental illness, but the family needs to be involved in this stuff, too. Personal responsibility.
I'm telling you, there's so much crazy stuff. It's a good thing we're here to settle everything down. That's all I can say. Jennifer, Jay, and Doug at 18 after here on Good Day.
Birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership. Plus, not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair is gone. All thanks
to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Oh, cause I keep digging myself down deeper. I won't stop till I get where you are. I keep running with all my feet hurt. I won't stop till I get where you are. When you go down, I want you to die.
23 after the hour now. Here on the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Social media becomes a focus this portion of every hour. We focus on trending things, gossip, and that sort of technology to an extent. Thought it was interesting the Supreme Court has gone into the social media reality, free speech, and the focus there. Justice Kagan drew laughter a few months ago, and she remarked that she and her eight colleagues are not the nine greatest experts on the Internet. That hasn't stopped them, however, from taking on a new series of cases on the role of social media in our society. All of them raise different free speech questions, and depending on where they go, they could certainly have broad repercussions. Cases on the docket reflect how social media has become a contentious battleground. I think that's an understatement, frankly. Collectively, they're likely to have quite a dramatic effect on the digital public sphere, said one of the First Amendment lawyers that's practicing before the Supreme Court. So if they decide what cases to take up, or they will, the debate, I mean, even around free speech things, it's become a joke on social media, because there is no freedom of speech, certainly on Facebook or any of the Meta places. And I don't know, I guess X is okay these days, but I don't know about some of the other things. So what is there that there are certain cases, I think there's one even that involves Trump. I don't know what it is, but maybe it's the one that he was blocked from when he was on Twitter before Musk owned it. He was blocked. And so, you know, should he be blocked? It's a privately owned company. I don't see there's much room to move here. If it's a private, even though we don't like it, if you're a privately held company, you can do what you damn well please. And that's
you can make
what
your own
the con- I think mostly it's understood and accepted that you run a company, you may not like it, but then why don't you just stop using it?
I think where the rub comes in is that they operate a lot like a utility. So because they're operating like a communication hub, this is where we have that gray area. Because I agree, private businesses should be able to make their private decisions. But if you act in the situation where you're, you know, I mean, imagine if Verizon said, well, Doug, you can no longer call Jennifer because she's a Trump voter. You know, I mean, it's like, or she.
What a great idea.
Something going on with the election. I mean, that would be a problem. And so I think that's where the gray area is with these communication, with these social media companies.
Take that for a second. Imagine how crazy we think that would be, but you can imagine in a world of control where people, there's plenty of that sort of thing, exercising control.
Tasty. When I didn't Zuckerberg, get vaccinated. Yeah. You know, it's like I had a lot of my rights stripped away because I chose not to get the COVID vaccine. So it, to me, doesn't seem that far off in the what-if game. It just doesn't.
Jay, you posted something a couple of weeks ago that was taken down. And it was about as benign as anything you could come up with.
I can't remember exactly what it was, but it had something along the lines of COVID and maybe masks or something. But it just completely disappeared. The post itself just 100% disappeared, gone.
And more and more and more with regard to that issue, the people who supported the masks, the mandates, the shots are being proven wrong by middle of the roaders, people that would be on one side or another, based on actual scientific, if that's kind of a, anymore, what does that mean? I mean, it's the, we believe in science. I saw some guy's front lawn over the weekend. What does that mean?
Good luck.
Exactly.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A top White House official says there's a real risk of the Israel-Hamas war becoming a wider conflict. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan reported the United States is working with other countries in the Middle East to thwart that possibility. The White House says President Biden spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu by phone yesterday to discuss efforts to locate and free the more than 220 human hostages and getting humanitarian aid into Gaza. Florida Governor and GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis says better mental health oversight was needed with the accused gunman in last week's mass shooting in Maine. DeSantis said a reported mental health intervention for suspected shooter Robert Card wasn't enough. DeSantis said he would be more aggressive in cases where someone demonstrates a danger to society instead of the government seizing weapons from citizens. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day!
What have you got to say?
Can you believe he just said that? Tell Doug what you think. Don't like something we're talking about? Well, let's see if you can do better.
Call me when you want. Call me when you need.
Call 855-999-3684 and steer the conversation. That's 855-999-DOUG.
Just a jump to the left. With your hands on your hips.
We consider some of the eerie things that go on and the Halloween season to be a eerie situation. Yeah, I suppose. Right, what's this? I don't know this song. Crank this up, will you, James?
Not at all. In another dimension.
Okay. Anybody who sounds like that's got to be spooky. Right? All right, we have Spooky General Horn, Spooky Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the air. I'm not spooky. I'm me. And so with that, I have a question about phraseology. All right? There is a new term. Well, it's new to me anyway. The term is neurodivergent.
Oh, sure.
Neuro. Do you know about neuro? What is that? It has to do. Have you heard it before?
Yeah, it explains how people process things differently. Brains develop and work differently for different reasons.
All right. What was the old term that was used to describe this same highlight of one's brain? I don't know.
Was there a term? I'm not sure. A lot of people are aware that other people's brains work differently or we receive information differently.
But does it sound on the surface like one of these, like the phrases that are politically correct versus whether they're scientifically correct or medically correct? It just sounds like something that someone would say who's interested in making sure of he and him and them and they and her and she and that stuff.
I think it's maybe broaden the horizon of what some people may just automatically go to as autism, where maybe somebody is not full autistic, but they are neurodivergent.
Autism is what came to my mind. Autism is what the first thing that came to my mind. Is that got a stigma attached to it now? Autism?
No.
ADHD? That stuff? No?
Well, okay. They're different.
Making sure. Yes, they are. Jennifer, Jay, and Doug. Jennifer does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, and people say, well, how can she do mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles and do this program because it's a morning program, too? Aha! And there's the rub! It's 3 hours difference when we get started. So Jennifer is up in, when I go to California and do the program, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Hello?
Oof.
Anybody up? Anybody home?
Oof.
The answer to that question is yes. Lots of people, in fact. Yeah, yeah, you'll be okay. Here's,
Well, why? Because the last time you were in L.A., I believe I filled in for you.
Yes, and you'll be doing that again next week, because I'm not going to... I've decided that, I've never really taken vacation, although three years ago, I would take a trip in the spring and the fall, because I wanted to just do something that was different. As a matter of fact, it was at your urging, Jennifer. You said, hey, you never take any time off, go somewhere. So, I did. And I found it to be rewarding. But I think now I would like to travel with a companion to go do stuff. And I haven't found a willing companion.
Right.
So, what?
All right. Yeah. Let's go.
I'll go with you. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. So, back to the neurodivergent thing for a second. Just thinking about diversity. And if that's part of the, again, the world of diversity, that word and what it entails. I know when I was a kid growing up here in Framingham, diversity meant that the Italians lived in one neighborhood and the Irish lived in another neighborhood, and they all went to school together. And we had some Puerto Ricans, and that was the other side of town. My side of town, it was the WASPs versus the... I was the only kid who went to public school. Everybody else went to private school in my neighborhood. And so I was diversity because I came from a part of town where there weren't a lot of people who lived. Not that they were dying, just there weren't a lot of people who lived over this side of town. And so it was that was diversity then. Now, diversity is having a bunch of languages, right, and various colors of skin. Which is the more applicable? Does it make a difference? We have a lot of diversity in all kinds of ways. Look at the planet and what inhabits the planet and talk about diversity. And look at the things that grow on our planet. You talk about diversity. I've done some research on an invasive weed that comes into the cornfields and the hayfields. I'm trying to figure out how to get rid of it. And I was told by some idiot that it was good because we needed to have diversity, huh? We need to have weeds, K, killing our crops? No, sorry, pal.
I'm not sure if you want diversity.
Equal representation goes across into agriculture.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Save the weeds. I don't think so.
Some of them are.
Story of, yeah, right, exactly. Well, I mean, look at weeds. Marijuana was a weed. And now kale was a weed. There are a lot of things that we eat or smoke or do both with that were weeds. And now they're not. So here today, gone tomorrow. Speaking of something gone, a 10-year-old boy had a locket that contained his mother's ashes, and he lost it. But it was found. This is down in Plymouth on the South Shore in Massachusetts. He'd worn the necklace daily to feel close to his mother, who died in a car crash a couple of years ago. The necklace carried a heart-shaped locket that featured an engraving of his fingerprint and his initials. So anyway, they put out sort of a Facebook appeal, and this fellow in Marshfield, that's up the coast a little bit from Plymouth, 61-year-old guy named Louis Shee, he was an employee for Massport, looks for missing items with a metal detector on the weekends.
Oh, that's cool.
And so he's up and down the beach, and he finds this, the locket. And because of what was in it, he could identify who it belonged to and brought it back. So basically, the boy's got his locket back with his mother's ashes.
That's sweet.
Yeah. It is sweet. Yep, it's a good thing. All right, let's see what else is going on. You know, there's a rumor floating around. I always love this stuff. That Richard Nixon had an affair. When I first, I did a double take on this, and Jennifer, when I said earlier, and Jay, I don't know whether I just found this out over the weekend, that the rumored affair, apparently there's, and I mean, I can't even imagine anybody having an affair with Richard Nixon, but listen, they didn't call him Tricky Dick for nothing, I suppose, and in that circumstance, we give you the voice of the woman who, according to more than one source, he had an affair. This is the voice of the woman with whom Richard Nixon had an affair.
They like you tonight.
Oh, they are cruel. They only pretend to upload my song. What they really want is another glimpse of my broken heart. What is wrong with me, Ori? Other women find love and happiness. I find only disenchantment.
But you find it so
wrong. Jean Gabor?
Oh, I know it's all.
Yep.
Hold on.
Come on.
Good for you, Jennifer. Richard Nixon apparently had an affair with Zsa Zsa Gabor. There were two sisters, the Gabor sisters, that were all around Hollywood, pretty much the same as the Kardashians. They had no talent. Mm-hmm. They just had big boobs and blonde hair, and they talked different.
Actresses.
Yeah, right.
There were three.
Mostly
actresses, too.
They were, say it again.
There were three. Zsa Zsa, Eva, and Magda. But the one was on Green Acres. She had...
Yeah. Yeah,
she had a pretty good career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they all managed to turn their looks and their whatever it was that people found interesting in them to a career. Everybody knew who the Gabor sisters were. And, yeah, Ava and Zsa Zsa were much more prominent than the other sister. But Nixon having an affair, just the thought, what would it be? I hesitate to even say this on the air. What do you suppose it was like with Richard Nixon naked in bed?
Ew, why would you say that?
Because I had the same reaction that you did. Ew.
Obviously, she was fine with it if it's true.
You know who's laughing right now? Listening, your father listens, and he should be asleep, but he doesn't. And he's laughing. He got the whole picture there. I know he did. I meant to say something after we said that Robert Card, the murdering no good so and so in Maine, was dead. What I neglected to say was, thank heaven, he got He did himself in, saving the courts a lot of grief and money and stuff. And it's too bad
it's
more
so
people who
sad
are
sad all the way around. Because
yeah,
you know
he never should have had the guns.
He probably wasn't born like an evil jerk. And then somehow we have such a mental illness problem in this country. We can't deal with it. And especially, I think, for men, it becomes a stigma and it just it snowballs. And it's just sad. You've got 18 families with holes in it. This guy's gone. What a waste of life.
Yeah. Yep. Joe Biden. You want me to say that again, Jennifer? Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Sure. It is the Halloween episode, right?
Are there masks? I wonder, are there Trump masks and Biden masks
for
Halloween?
Are you kidding?
Are there?
Not even masks, but they do the Trump wig.
Really?
My dad was Donald Trump once, a couple years ago for Halloween. It was very funny. He oranged his face up and had this orange wig on and wore a suit. It was great.
Fabulous. Anyway, Joe has issued an executive order described by some as sweeping when it comes to artificial intelligence. It was supposedly, according to his staff, a highly anticipated order which aims to have our country lead the way on artificial intelligence, advance American leadership globally. So we're going to use this technology to enhance our position globally. How does that take shape? How does that take form using artificial? What does that mean? What do you do? He says it'll focus on safety and privacy and protecting workers. Okay, that's good. That's what the whole argument is. By the way, is the Jennifer being in the City of Angels, what's going on with the actors' strike?
Nothing. He said that they're having, I guess, good progress is being made, but nothing yet.
Mm. So mostly Los Angeles, for the next few days, we'll be talking about Matthew Perry and pretty much nothing else. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think celebrity-wise, there is, unfortunately, there's a lot of stuff going on. We've had a lot of wins. There's some fires and stuff. So I don't think it'll get all of the attention. But, it's shocking. And L.A., of course, the place where he lived and was found and the home of Hollywood.
Yeah, a place up in Pacific Palisades. Yeah, go ahead, Jay.
Oh, no, I just want to say, and in New York, too, because that's where Friends was based. And you have a lot of the different tourist stops.
Yeah, but it was filmed in Los Angeles, but it supposedly took place kind of like Seinfeld, right? It was supposed to be a New York apartment, and they did them all in Los Angeles, which is the beauty of the modern era, folks. So anyway, I think a lot of people are having angst about Matthew Perry, and so it's good to aim your thoughts in that direction, wishing him well on his trip. 48 past the hour.
Oh, I love this restaurant. Glad we got a table quickly.
What does that sign say?
Caution, wet floor?
No, right next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Mess Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Mess Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
This is your dentist.
Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth.
How grimy are they?
Ugh. It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities.
in just months.
You need to switch to Crespro Health.
While most toothpaste stop working in minutes,
Crespro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start.
So pick them up on the way home.
Smile. Crest has you covered.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
About 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with, in this case, the lovely and talented Nick Miles. We have lots of features on this program that bring helpful and important information to folks. And what's more important than how we get around? The cars, and ourautoexpert.com deals with all kinds of things that are car-related, auto-related. The strike against the United Auto Workers, or I guess the United Auto Workers strike against the Big Three. So we had, was it Ford made the deal last week, and it looks like Chrysler is they have a tentative settlement there, right? Isn't that what usually happens? They all, one makes the deal, and then they all, the rest of them fall in line. Would you say that was the way it goes usually?
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Yes, and they like to do it at the same time so they can strike at the same time.
Right. let's all strike. Let's all get back together. So how many people have been on strike from these various companies? Do you know offhand?
I think it's around 8,000, but it's about 8,000, Doug. It goes in and out. It depends on exactly what plants are on strike, because they didn't call it a mass strike where everybody it came out, it changes as they open and shut different factories.
Yeah. There's a video floating around that shows a helicopter working for a television station getting hit by fireworks during the Grand Prix. How in the world did that thing even survive that? Did you see the audio, the video of that?
Yes, it's actually on Twitter, and this is one of the scariest moments I've ever seen. This was definitely somebody who wasn't thinking and got too close. The pilot, however, managed to actually get the helicopter out of danger pretty quickly. But there was a second there, Doug. You can see it in the video. It's extremely scary, and you think the helicopter's going to come down. And if that had come down in that crowd of 400,000 people in Austin, Texas, that would have been an F1 damage to never forget.
Yep, for sure. All right, Ford is cutting their investment and the manufacturing of electric vehicles. This sort of follows hand in hand with what I've been saying about the overproduction of these things. And Ford finally figured, because they posted a loss of over $1 billion, because they're losing $36,000 on every one of the electric vehicles that they make and sell. This is mind-bogglingly stupid. Why? This is back to falling into some almost cult-like, we got to save the planet, so buy an electric vehicle. Huh? No. So,
yes.
No,
they're
going to stop
this,
aren't
right,
they?
Doug. They're going to slow it down, at least. The trouble is that there's legislation in place that the government put in place which really forces them to have to do this and bring down the amount of carbon they output from these vehicles. So there has to be a better alternative. It's going to cost Ford $4.5 billion just this year alone in the amount of money that they've lost. They're scaling back by $12 million in their planned EV investments to align with really customer demand, because customers don't want them. They're losing so much money. It's really hard to see a way forward in these electric vehicles.
You can't, because there's no future for them. 7 years and they'll be done. They'll be toast. All right, here's the story of a rediscovered DeLorean. I wonder if even, James, you know what a DeLorean is? This is always the test.
From Back to the Future, right?
Well, okay, well, that's how people know. The DeLorean was a car company, the namesake for the fellow who came up with it. And, yeah, we remember Great Scott. There's one that was found from 1981, Nick. It was the same model as used in the movie, had 977 miles on it, and the owner wanted to sort of restore it again. What do you suppose that would be worth?
Ooh, that's a tough one, because it's really how much money you can get for them. At auction, these things could go for a huge amount of money. They didn't make that many. I think they were
9,000
originally.
Yeah, they made 9,000.
It's obviously worth quite a pretty penny, and then restored a lot more. In fact, they're usually on in glass cases when they're displayed at auto shows, when somebody gets one and puts it on display. So one with only 1,000 miles on it, that's pretty valuable.
Yep, I would think so. I thought this was an interesting kind of a cute story. A parade of 83 cars and drivers for a birthday. A local car company announced on Facebook they were going to have this special birthday for a special person, and they had a car parade, and this is near Nashville, of all kinds of 83 different cars, different kinds of cars. I didn't even know there were 83 different, cars and models. So kind of a nice thing for this lady. Her son's birthday was the same.
I love it.
Yeah, it's cute. All right, Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.